I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I'm going to give you a scenario. The Arizona Cardinals take Will Anderson. And the Seattle Seahawks, who draft at five, they're comfortable with Geno Smith. I think they take a quarterback, but let's just say they take Jalen Carter at five. So Will Anderson, Jalen Carter are off the board. Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud's off the board. Bryce Young is off the board, and let's just throw in another quarterback. Anthony Richardson seems to be the hot topic right now. And we could talk about more about him and where these quarterbacks go after some of these pro days. Maybe we'll throw that in next week, but let's just say he's off the board. So you got Will Levis and everybody else that is on the, you know, and the Lions are on the clock at six. Knowing what we just talked about, that they've gone out and signed some secondary help, they've gone out and brought in Graham Glasgow, Vitae is going to be back. Where do you go with that number six pick?
I'm going to give you a guy that I think is going to shoot up boards. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a guy that I think the Lions are going to be very fascinated with. It's a guy that, look, a couple weeks ago, I was starting to get a little annoyed because at the combine, he was being compared to an all-pro player, a Hall of Fame talent, a once-in-a-generational type of guy. And that's Kalijah Kancey. The kid from the defensive tackle from Pittsburgh
at six.
Look, I'm not telling you, hey, I know I'm surprising you right now, John. I'm making a bold prediction. I'm saying I can see this guy in the next couple weeks start to shoot up draft boards, right? Because Jalen Carter, what's the trend with him right now? It's going down,
right?
Kalijah Kancey, he's probably that next defensive tackle name that people have on the big board, right? Probably Jalen Carter, Kalijah Kancey. Look, Carter keeps falling. Kancey can keep rising. And look, hey, where did Brad Holmes come from? He came from the Rams, right?
Oh,
he
was there, you're going to give me the Aaron Donald comparison. He's not Aaron Donald.
I never said that,
you're
John.
Going there. Where
I
did
said,
it? Well, okay.
I said I got annoyed
I apologize.
A couple weeks.
Let me,
did
I'll
you
let
not
you
hear
finish.
Anything I
I'll
just
let
said?
You finish. No,
I said I was
apparently
annoyed a couple
not.
Weeks ago at the combine because people were comparing him to Aaron Donald.
Okay.
Oh, he's from
Please
Pitt.
Finish.
Oh, he's a small
Please
guy.
Finish. Yes,
oh,
Brad Holmes came from L.A.
But this is what I'm telling you that I feel in my heart. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lions fall in love with a guy like that because yeah. Brad Holmes saw it firsthand. He saw the fact that they took a small defensive tackle, yeah. a guy that everybody said, oh, he can't
Too
do
small.
It, right? He can't play defensive tackle. I'm not saying Kalijah Kancey is Aaron Donald. I'm not saying he compares to Aaron Donald. What makes Aaron Donald is his work ethic, right?
Yeah.
The fact that this guy's an absolute animal, spends probably 12 hours a day in the gym, and, you know, he's just a freak,
he
right?
He has to be small.
Nobody's going to be compared to Aaron Donald, right? That's just not fair. But
comes from
I'm
Pittsburgh.
Just telling you, when I think that if this is just a prediction of mine, and you can look at probably in a month from now, look back and say, you're an idiot. What are you thinking? I don't know if I would take him at six, John. That's probably yeah. a little bit high, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does start to rise up boards. Right now, I mean, you can find him anywhere in these mock drafts from I saw him going as early as 13 to as late as probably 25.
Yeah.
But I think he cemented himself at least as a mid-first-round yeah. guy. And every single year we see guys, John.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Oh, this guy was projected, you know, to go 22. Wow, he just went in the, you know, top eight. Oh, my God. Nolan Smith, another guy from Georgia, could be that same type of player, right? I think a month ago, everybody's thinking, hey, you know, maybe late first round, we can get this guy. Now it's like I've seen one, you know, mock drafts. Hey, somebody taking him at eight.
Yeah.
It's like, holy, you just don't know what's going to happen. And look, there's so much time between now and the draft where these teams are going to start having, you know, these players come in for interviews and workouts and, you know, all this preparation where they get to talk. Things are going to start leaking. Hey, something's going to get thrown out there that, you know, whoever's picking at eight, I don't know, the Falcons, whoever it is, wow, they're falling in love with this guy. That's going to make every other team start to probably rethink their board a little bit too and maybe move a couple guys up that they thought they could get later on. I just think Kansas, and I think a guy like Nolan Smith are going to be two guys that we see in the next month that are going to rapidly rise up draft boards, because this is what teams look for. Teams look for guys that can rush the passer, right? Kalijah Kancey, I know he's small. I know he's, you know, 6'1", 280. He's going to have to be utilized the right way in the NFL for him to succeed. But he, you watch the skills that he had in college. I mean, he can rush the passer. He can get in the backfield. He can do a lot from the inside. A guy like that that I'm sitting here looking at, like I said, John, I don't know if I'm ready to say I'd take him at number six, but he's a guy that I think would fit this team and fit what the probably the biggest need they have now since they address the secondary.
Yeah, and I mean, if he's there at 18, I'm fine with that. I think six might be a little bit high.
I don't think he's going to be there at 18.
He might not be. You know. So, okay, if he's not there at 18, let me